steps also enhance our empathy for others, widening our circles of compassion and care into the interconnected world in which we live. The promise of harnessing our minds to change our brains through these practices is to build the circuits of kindness and well-being moment by moment, one person, one relationship at a time. What more can we ask for? And what better time to begin than now? Daniel J. Siegel, M.D., author, MindSight, The New Science of Personal Transformation and the Mindful Brain, Reflection and Attunement in the Cultivation of Well-Being. MindSight Institute and the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center, Los Angeles, California, June 2009. Preface. In Buddha's Brain, Drs. Rick Hansen and Richard Mendius offer you a beautifully clear and practical connection to the essential wisdom teachings of the Buddha. Using the contemporary language of scientific research, they invite the reader to open to the mysteries of the mind, bringing a modern understanding to the ancient and profound teachings of inner meditation practice. Buddha's Brain skillfully weaves these classical teachings with the revolutionary findings of neuroscience, which has begun to confirm the human capacities for mindfulness, compassion, and self-regulation that are central to contemplative training. In reading this book, you will learn both brain science and practical inner ways to enhance well-being, develop ease and compassion, and reduce suffering. You will be introduced to wise new perspectives on life and the biological basis for fostering the development of this wisdom. These chapters will help you better understand the workings of the mind and the neurological roots of happiness, empathy, and interdependence. The teachings that underlie each chapter, the noble truths, the foundations of mindfulness, and the development of virtue, loving kindness, forgiveness, and inner peace are straightforward and immediate, presented with the Buddha's open-handed invitation for each person to understand individually. The practices that follow these teachings are equally clear and authentic. They offer fundamentally the same trainings you would receive in a meditation temple. I have seen Rick and Richard offer these teachings, and I respect how positively it affects the minds and hearts of those who come to practice with them. More than ever, the human world needs to find ways to build love, understanding, and peace, individually and on a global scale. May these words contribute to this critical endeavor. Blessings. Jack Kornfield, Ph.D., Spirit Rock Center, Woodacre, California, June 2009. Introduction. This book is about how to reach inside your own brain to create more happiness, love, and wisdom. It explores the historically unprecedented intersection of psychology, neurology, and contemplative practice to answer two questions. What brain states underlie the mental states of happiness, love, and wisdom? How can you use your mind to stimulate and strengthen these positive brain states? The result is a practical guide to your brain, full of tools you can use to gradually change it for the better. Richard is a neurologist, and I'm a neuropsychologist. While I've written most of the words here, Richard has been my longtime collaborator and teaching partner. His insights into the brain from his 30 years as a physician are woven into these pages. Together, we founded the Wellspring Institute for Neuroscience and Contemplative Wisdom. Its website, www.wisebrain.org, offers many articles, talks, and other resources. In this book, you'll learn effective ways to deal with difficult states of mind, including stress, low mood, distractibility, relationship issues, anxiety, sorrow, and anger. But our main focus will be on positive well-being, psychological growth, and spiritual practice. For thousands of years, contemplatives, the Olympic athletes of mental training, have studied the mind. In this book, we'll take the contemplative tradition we know best, Buddhism, and apply it to the brain to reveal neural pathways to happiness, love, and wisdom. No one knows the full nature of the brain of a Buddha or of any other person. But